Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It is a good day to be a conservative in America. It's also a good day to be Kevin Jackson because that voice is almost there. You hear it? Once I come off my sickness, that it's not quite that deep resonance I'm looking for, but it's getting very close, isn't it? Having fun with it. Hey, folks, welcome. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Why is it a good day? Why is it a good year? Because we're going to change politics yet again. Just like we did in 2016, we will do again in 2024. Everything that's happening, all these evil things that are being done to conservatives and that are being highlighted and spotlighted with the treatment of Donald Trump is coming to fruition, and we will talk about that today. I will prove it to you today, as I do each and every day. Before we get into that, I want to thank some of our sponsors. I want to thank the people over at Genesis Gold Group. I've already made the case for gold. I think gold could go as high as $3,000 an ounce in the next year, and it's because of the rapidly accelerating de-dollarization that's happening in the world. Your dollar is getting less value. Central banks are going to end up stockpiling gold because that's the one thing that people feel safe about. They feel that's a tangible investment. So if you want more information, go to KJ Gold now, and Genesis Gold Group will get you an asset advisory kit. It's free, and you can determine if it's something you want to do. I, with my limited resources, have a small investment in gold. It isn't enough for me to retire on, I guarantee you, but at least it's something that I was able to do as a hedge against inflation going back a few years. And I'm glad we did that because, I'd be in even worse dire straits than I was if I hadn't. So check it out. If it's for you, then do it. If you want tangible gold, transfer your IRA or other aspects of however you want to do your portfolio, but take a peek. I want to get back to Captain Demento and what's happening in the world. And I know I've talked to you guys about how the left is going to present Joe Biden as a guy who can win. You should, they're going to hang on to this guy. They got to do it because they have to cover up all their cheats. The only conclusion I've come to that Joe Biden's been able to hang around is because so many people are involved, so many tentacles are involved in his cheat. Think about the billions of dollars we just allocated to Ukraine, and you scratch your head going, what are we doing here? Why do we keep doing this? It's an open checkbook to this war that we have nothing to do with. And I know there are people out there who disagree. I see the Ukrainian flags when I play my games and things like that, and I literally want to just rip the flag out of their hands and say, what planet are you from that Americans should be intervening in a war that we have nothing to do with? Oh, but Kevin, we're stopping Putin's aggression. That is the game. Make somebody the boogeyman and then throw money at the other side and act as if those people are getting rich. Let me tell you who's getting rich in Ukraine. A bunch of fat cat rich white folks around the world are getting rich on that war. And think about it. If everybody in America every day just gave a dollar to something, we wouldn't miss it. But $330 million would go missing every day. That's essentially what happens. Is we're all giving about 10 to 100 bucks away every day, depending upon where your level of income is. You just don't miss it. You're like, it's only a couple of bucks. It's kind of what I talk about with my son. Every time he goes out, I tell him, is me or his mom tell him to hydrate. And he won't take his water. Or he won't take a Gatorade that we bought at the house, from Costco at 20 cents a pop. Instead, he goes out, he buys himself some chips and a Coke, and it's $7, and it's something that he could have gotten at the house for, 85 cents. Yeah, we charge him. I'm just kidding. We don't charge him, but the price of it is exponentially less at the house. Why do you keep spending this $2, $5, $10 every time you go out when it would be less than 50 cents from the house? Why is a water better when it's bought from QT than it is when it's taken from your home? It isn't. But think about it. You get conditioned to say, okay, well, it's only a few bucks. It's only a few bucks. It's only a few bucks. And it adds up. And I know many of you think about this. I'm not the only one out here that's considering, you know, how much money gets wasted. It's like I was telling somebody the other day, how many pair of fingernail clippers do you have? It's kind of an inside joke, but I know he has at least six. And I go, when do you quit buying them? I know they're like $1.49 if you go to the convenience store, but when do you stop buying them and when do you just say, I'll keep one pair in the car and I'll keep one pair in the vanity at the house or something? Oh my goodness, man. Life is so funny. And yeah, and we can be so wasteful, but we're at a time where we can't be wasteful anymore. We've got to be very vigilant with our time and judicious and our income, and we've got to put it in the right places. And for those of you who have bucked up and become one of my warriors and give us $20 a month, you know, to operate a recurring donor. And there's many of you. Linda is one of my staunch. She's been doing this for, I think, 5 years or more, and she supports everything. Ann is another one. And many of my cigar buddies and all that, there are people that are out there that say, look, we get it. Folks, this year is the year. I can't give you a political scenario that's more dire than when this government takes a former president and they wage 91 indictments against him, and you, honest to goodness, can't name one of them that's legit. Not one. That should tell you everything you need to know. So it is time we wake up and we buck up. We got to be boisterous. You have to let your voice be heard. And if that voice is heard through somebody like myself, or quite frankly, in your own ecosystem, you have to be fearless now. You have to be ready to go to battle. When we come back, I want to talk about a few folks. Kurt Schlichter is one of my friends. He's a lieutenant colonel, retired. And Kurt's a brilliant writer. And he backs up some of the things that I've been saying about Joe Biden. And he wrote an amazing article. And he says, I think the president is totally senile. And I want to highlight some of the points in that article that reinforce things that we already know. He just wrote it pretty cleverly, which is the reason why I featured Kurt's writing a lot. He and I have a very similar writing style. He may be a bit more snarky. So we'll get to talk about that and other biases, sex trafficking, all the things that Democrats seem to love, lies about the Democrats, and keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I have to say I'm at a point in life where I don't need people to validate my opinions. And it isn't because I'm Mr. Cocky or whatever. It's just that I don't care what people think about my opinions. And I chuckle because I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I think it's a good thing, personally. Because, again, I don't care what you think. But I think that people can learn from that. That you just have to be who you are, be genuine, and if your motives are pure, driven by, you know, something greater than yourself, I don't think you can really go wrong with that. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I'd say this all the time, but when you hear me give out information about how to contact us, jot it down. If you're new to the program, jot it down just to have it handy, because I promise you there's something there that's of interest, that will be of interest to you. And when I'm telling you right now, we've been talking about Backstage Club. It is razor close to being there, and it is so spectacular. You're going to love it. You're going to get an inside peek of my life as a kid and things like this, and you're going to get an inside peek into politics and things that we talk about often. And here's the best part. You may be featured when I'm spending time with you guys and I go to your houses and have dinner or we go to meet at a happy hour or something like that, it will be featured as part of the Backstage Club. I want people to know I want to be interactive with you. I've got one of my buddies, he's invited me to come up and golf with him, he and his family, and there's some people there that are big fans and want to meet me. And believe it or not, he's arranging a 1,000-seat venue. He says, Kevin, we can fill this venue. You have this many fans in the area. And I'm thinking, what planet, you know, what island is this? The island of Kevonia? You know, what is this? But they want me to come up and do a comedy deal. So we're getting that set up. You know, if there's something that you want to do that involves me, especially if it can involve my family and if it's fun, you know, now I'm not talking about overburdened with politics, but just fun, commiserating and having a good time. Hey, I'm there. I'm all for it. Anyway, I've been talking about all the things that are in our favor and why we don't have any reason to be panicked. The only thing that should panic us is the fact that the Democrats have so many ways to cheat. And they've put these things into place, and they have orchestrated against us. But outside of that, there's no reason for us to panic. We are in amazing shape. And one of my buddies, a guy named Kurt Schleicher, who writes for Town Hall, wrote an article. And I'm going to begin it where, where he makes his one statement, which is the reason why I wanted to share it. But he had set it up. And the statement he made was, cannibals did not eat his uncle. Now, you guys heard me talk about Uncle Bozy. And not only did Joe Biden lie about Uncle Bozy, he alluded that old Uncle Bozy got eaten by cannibals. But he also alluded that Uncle Bozy was a pilot who was flying sorties, reconnaissance sorties over, you know, Germany or something. And it was a lie. He was a ground crew member, you know, of the plane. He may very well be able to fly a plane, but he wasn't flying warplanes over and dropping bombs and putting himself at risk. And that's what Joe Biden alluded to. Anyway, Kurt begins this article by saying, cannibals did not eat his uncle. And he says, you would think this bizarre lie about his uncle being an hors d'oeuvre would have been enough. But in the same series of incoherent sentences, he managed to confuse Pearl Harbor with D-Day, get the day of the week wrong, draw in Bo Biden's death, which now occurred in action in Iraq or Afghanistan or wherever else it's used for him to claim it happened. And by the way, the article that I wrote about this, I exposed Bo Biden for who he really was. Joe Biden milks his family as if these people are the best citizens of the world. These people are crooked. I don't know about Uncle Bozy, but I will venture to tell you Uncle Bozy was probably ripping off the military. He was probably stealing supplies. Don't Joe Biden glamorizes. He so wants his world to be so different, and the reason is his world stinks. I can tell you this. I shouldn't say my world stunk. When I was a kid, and I was a pathological liar because my dad was in prison and I didn't want people to know that. I lied about everything about his life. And it was because I was embarrassed. I didn't want people to know about his life. And because I felt like it reflected on me. Joe Biden shows exactly the same thing. same attributes, if you will, that I did as a kid, except he's never outgrown it. He lies and lies and lies and still lies. The story still has to be bigger and better when it's a Biden involved. Kurt goes on to say, at least he left out the classic lie that the other driver in the accident that killed his first wife was drunk. This milking death of relatives has become a habit. I told you, go read my articles about this guy. I talked about Joe Biden and all the relatives that this man is like, all the scenarios, and all of it has a common theme. One, the tragedy that occurred, he lies about it. And two, the tragedy that occurs, he milks for his own political gain. Those are the attributes of Joe Biden. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think he's getting away with it? Do you think that people hear Joe Biden and go, oh, man, that's so totally true? Or do you think that the veil is being lifted, that people are finally starting to go, wait a minute, this guy just lies. He lies for sport. That's what I've been saying about him. I didn't make that term up. My grandmother, my grandparents used to say that, oh, that dude, that boy, he lies for sport. And what they said, what they meant is, you can't believe anything that he says. He lies on, for when there's no reason to lie. And that's the problem. You've all know somebody like this, and you have to worry about it. You say to yourself, why would you lie when you know I caught you in the lie? You know, like Joe Biden, I won the Olympics, you know, gold medal for skiing, you know, downhole and slalom or whatever. And they're like, no, you didn't. Well, yeah, I did. No, it's almost like Joe Biden tells a lie and he wants to see how far he can go with it. And when he's caught, he wants to see if he can convince you that the lie is the truth. My older brother, Larry, used to play this game with us where we'd make a statement. And you'd have to defend it. Like he'd make a statement and say, you know, the sky really is, or he'd say something like, that may look like a Ferrari, but that's a Ford pickup. And you're like, that's a Ford pickup? No, it's got a Ferrari emblem on it. No, it isn't. You know, and he would make you have to defend what was the obvious truth or the obvious lie. And I know it sounds weird, but, and I can't think of an actual scenario, but I'm telling you, it was such good preparation for what I do now. Because he would try to convince you that whatever he said was true, whatever you said was a lie, even if it was your truth. If you say you were at the baseball game, he goes, you weren't at the baseball game. And you go, what do you mean I wasn't at the baseball game? He'd go, you weren't at the baseball game. And you go, I just came, I'm in uniform, I just came from the baseball game. Yeah, but that doesn't mean you were at the baseball game. That's the kind of thing he would do. And I'm telling you, as God is my witness, it made my mind at that young age. I was like 9 years old having to defend having come directly from the baseball game. Anyway, I'm running out of time this segment. When we come back, we're going to talk more about cannibals did not eat Uncle Bozy.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court has agreed to take up a major gun rights case involving so-called ghost guns. The ATF recently changed the rules around them, giving the government more power to regulate ghost guns. The kits must come with serial numbers now. The question now before the High Court is whether the ATF has the power to change gun rules, or if that must come from Congress. At an Earth Day event outside D.C., President Biden comments on recent protest actions demonstrating against Israel's war in Gaza.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
Protesters criticize the Biden administration's response to Israel's conflict with Hamas. The Biden administration is continually pressed for caution from the Israelis, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Just so we're clear, you don't need validation on your ideas and your opinions. It always feels good if somebody, if you're talking about something, yeah, I was just in the same thing, right? Makes you feel good. It almost, you feel like, okay, I'm part of the human race, or I'm part of, I don't know, the society, the secret handshake club or whatever. When somebody goes, you know, I was thinking the other day, and you're like, I was just thinking the same thing. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. It's funny. I think a lot of the people that listen to my program, that's exactly what happens. The reason why you like me, besides the fact that I'm sick and you're probably here for the sexy voice day, is that I validate you. I make you take heart in what you've always thought, or some things that you've wanted to say, or maybe we brushed off a few cobwebs in the deep, dark recesses of your mind, but whatever it is, it makes you go, aha, you have these aha moments. And I'm going to tell you, I've spent now almost 20 years as a thinker. I don't brag about much. I was a decent engineer. I'm a decent human being. I was a decent basketball player. I was a decent track athlete. I was a decent okay? But not much of that is not braggable. It just is what it is. To be honest with you, I wish I had it to do all over again, because I put a lot more effort into it than I did in the past. But the 18 years plus that I've spent in this milieu has been amazing. It has made me a thinker. And you are part of the reason, because see, if it's one thing when you're trying to just outthink yourself, you're like, okay, well, here's my idea. Well, let me expound upon my idea. But when you go out and you read comments on your work, or people send you information about different things, and it spurs even more creativity, and then you realize, wow, as much as I think I'm a thinker, look at these people. And the only difference between me and most of the people that I'm talking about right now is that I have to do it every single day. You know that 10,000 hour rule where you spend 10,000 hours doing something, it becomes easy? I promise you, as God is my witness, I can spend the 10,000 hours I've spent writing and researching and understanding concepts of around politics. I'm a freaking genius. Because that's it. I'm dedicated to it. To the point of detriment, because Melissa will say, is everything political? You can't watch a TV show. You can't eat food. You can't. Everything you observe is political. And you have to catch yourself. And I'm like Eminem. I keep a notebook with my raps, you know, where I got to write things down. I've got little recordings into my phone where something hits me and I go, oh, that was funny. That was funny. In fact, I'm writing a whole new comedy routine. And part of it was the idea of how in the black community, when I talk about my dad being a Black Panther and going to prison, it's almost a badge of honor. You talk about that in the white community, and they're like, oh, poor Kevin, poor Kevin. Raised by a Black Panther who went to prison. You know, but black people like, oh, your daddy was in the Black Panthers, man. He went to the joint. And it's so funny, the different perspectives. So it hit me. I just started thinking, okay, that's a pretty funny little comedy routine in the sense of how one group perceives what you do, you know, how your life is and how another group perceives it. And that's what makes, by the way, makes us funny. The differences culturally is that was a big deal. Even to this day, I can tell you it's ingrained upon me when somebody goes, oh, well, he was in the joint. I'm like, oh, okay. It's not even a big deal to me if somebody went to prison because it's so normal in the black community. White folks would be like, oh, you better keep your eye on that poor that guy there. I tell you what, he's been to prison. You know? And now that I know what I know, that they're willing to send a rich white dude to prison because of his political ideology, who's right, white people? Us or you? Let me get back to this article Kurt Schlichter wrote. Schlichter's a funny writer. He's a gifted writer, member of the armed forces, high ranking. And I remember I called Kurt. I said, hey, Kurt, do you want to go to oh, geez, where are we going to go? Not Sarajevo. Anyway, he goes, Kevin, I can't go there. He goes, it's a former communist country. He goes, I'd lose my clearance, et cetera. He goes, and I mean, it was a great deal because we were going to film Iranian expatriates and how, you know, this is during the time of Trump. So it was a perfect time for the Iranians to put the pressure on, you know, get back their country, the expatriates. And Kurt goes, I can't go. He goes, I appreciate the offer. It was a free trip, free trip. These guys called me and said, give me some good journalists that are willing to cover the story. And I recommended Kurt. Anyway, he's talking about Joe Biden, and he started this article off, like, cannibals did not eat Biden's uncle. And then he talks about the bizarre lie of Joe Biden presenting his uncle as an hors d'oeuvre for these cannibals. He says that would have been enough except for the incoherent sentences. He confused Pearl Harbor with D-Day. He got the day of the week wrong of the invasion. And then he brought in Bo Biden's death. And, of course, he always uses the death of a family member for his own personal benefit. And I've talked about the corollary between what he says and what I say about Biden and how the truth needs to get out about Joe Biden. He's a pathological liar who uses his family for nefarious reasons. But he goes on, Kirk says, he told this particular set of lies in the course of slandering Trump about the troops. Honest Joe was reviving that, quote, old losers and suckers lie that all of us veterans recognize as a lie. Joe Biden's not a veteran. That's because of another lie. Whatever happened to that asthma that kept our commander in crusty out of Nam anyway? Was a stammer enough to get a deferment too? See, Joe Biden doesn't talk about how he didn't have to go serve. He goes, there I go, picking on him because of his stammer. Oh, and his senility, his lies, his corruption, his perversion. But yeah, also his stammer. He says, and then his handlers have him stagger into a gas station to show how Scranton Joe is a real person who knows how to interact with real people. He said, we saw a bunch of citizens who didn't even feel obligated to stand up in the presence of the president. Remember when Hillary Clinton went on her little tour? She stopped in a gas station. They filmed it. Not a single person came up to her, recognized her. Not anybody stood up, nothing. She went in there and supposedly she had this little hair. My grandmother used to wear them like a scarf over your hair and some sunglasses to obscure herself because she didn't want the throngs of people to come over and be like, oh, Hillary, Hillary. This is a woman with Secret Service protection who, you know, went in and scouted the place. But she acts as if, oh, no, you know, I might get beat up. I'm a Kardashian. I remember talking about it as if she thought she was a Kardashian. Kim Kardashian would have gotten more props than Hillary Clinton got at the same gas station. Would have been taking selfies and the whole deal. Nobody even knew or cared. And then the event she went to, I exaggerate this not, it did not have 50 people. There were more press and Secret Service and Clinton personnel than there were people who showed up. And this is when the Democrats started getting really scared, because they knew at this point Trump was filling arenas, and they downplayed it. Oh, big deal. People are just there to kick the tires. They don't really care about Donald Trump. Anyway, going back to this, he says they didn't even stand up for Biden. He says that's the kind of aura of leadership we want. Local yokels shrugging at the shuffling zombie coming in for a quick photo op with the swing state rubes before heading back out to the Delaware beach house he bought with Chinese bribes. It's hysterical. Schleister cuts to the core, and he's doing it, taking all these different things that Biden does and highlighting, you know, taking these little jabs, but they're true. He goes on, he says, he didn't bring Hunter with him, which is probably good because somebody might have accidentally got him filching coins out of the take a penny, leave a penny tray. The grifters. Oh, by the way, why isn't he taking Hunter? Where is Hunter? I touched on it the other day that Hunter's back in one of the cases around his gun charge, but what about all the other things? And I question, where are the Republicans? The Republicans have all this information on the Biden family, and we've still yet to get any significant movement on these different things. What's going on there? Where's the PR campaign that doesn't let Hunter Biden stay out of the... I mean, there's millions and millions of dollars of PAC money floating around. Why aren't we highlighting this? I haven't seen a single commercial tying the Biden family to the Chinese, tying all this Ukrainian money. Think about the marketing right now that could be going on with this Ukrainian money. Like, boy, did the Ukrainians get their money's worth? Look at how much they just voted in Congress to give these people $60 billion to cover up for the Biden family's grift. Where are the commercials about that? Where is the PR campaign about that? But instead, we're still beating up on Putin. Putin, Putin, Putin. And it's a very simple reason. We are not represented by the Republicans. More when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You've said this many times, but just look at the number of scandals surrounding the Biden family. Put the Trump family there. Ask yourself how the media would be covering it, and we all know the answer. Front and center. And it wouldn't be very long before people would be in prison. Not only the Trump family, but people that were suborning the Trump family, helping them commit these crimes, would all be in prison. Instead, when they go after Trump now because he's innocent, you know who ends up in prison? All the people who supposedly are the whistleblowers, the Cohens of the world. They are the ones that end up in trouble. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to Stephen A. Smith pretty much summed up what's going on with Donald Trump. And he says liberals, he calls them, but I call them leftists. He says, why are you... You're only bolstering the case for Donald Trump. If you can't beat him on the issues and you say, well, we're just going to jail him, that's the only way we can beat him is to jail him. You're proving his point. We'll play that in the next hour because it's well worth a discussion around that particular topic and what he's saying, because Stephen A. Smith has already said he's voting for Biden. This is what I don't understand about what I call silly Negroes. Stephen A. Smith sees what's happening to Donald Trump. He should be asking himself, why are they targeting this man to such a degree that they want to jail him in order to not defeat him on the issues? But he says, I'm willing to still vote with Biden on the issues. Again, we'll get more into that in just a bit. Right now we're talking about Kurt Schlichter, friend of mine, lieutenant colonel, former lieutenant colonel in the military. And he's talking about all these issues surrounding the Biden family. And he began by saying Joe Biden's uncle was not eaten by cannibals. He was not in hors d'oeuvre for cannibals. But that was just the beginning of the litany of lies told by Joe Biden. And that one statement had four different things that you could pick apart. And, of course, Schlichter's picking it apart. And he's gotten down to, you know, adding Hunter Biden to the story. And he says, the press won't run Hunter's perversion-ridden, corruption-filled laptop because that was allegedly Russian disinformation. And his peccadilloes, of course, are the fault of Putin for reasons, or for some reason. Shut up because you're a transphobe. I love how he does that. He says they covered for Joe on Cannibal Gate as well. Hilariously, the story about his bizarre, I tied an onion to my belt, which was at the style at the time, Ramblings, was headlined, Biden is off on details of his uncle's World War II death as he calls Trump unfit to lead the military. That's how one periodical titled it. He's off on the details of his uncle's World War II death. Falsely claiming that your uncle, he says, goy tossed into a boiling pot and consumed by local tribesmen, is not messing up some minor detail. Saying something happened in the late morning rather than the early afternoon is a minor detail. Asserting that domorific individuals with bones through their noses munched on Uncle Bozy is a major detail. Now, we all appreciate the services Uncle Bozy, even though he wasn't the super jet pilot war hero Biden pretends he was to burnish Joe's own pathetic reputation. But cannibals didn't eat him. And whatever glory accrues to him does not transfer to his nitwit nephew. See, that's what Biden does. By transference, he believes that this makes him bigger. It makes him better. It makes his family name bigger and better. And the reason why he does it is because the Biden family has done absolutely nothing to offer this country. Nothing. Silch, zero, nada. He says, I'm laughing at all the Democrat politicians taking a look at the polls which show Donald Trump ahead in the battleground states. If you recall, Trump has never been consistently ahead before. He wasn't ahead in 2016 consistently, and he was barely ever even in any poll in 2020. But now he is consistently, and they've got to be scared. They've got to be especially terrified because of the tendency of people to hide their support for Trump. Before I go deeper into Schlichter's article, I want to say this. They've been pumping up the polls of Biden. Biden's closing the gap. And I did a few segments on it. I know we maybe even did more than that of a show about it. And I asked a very simple question. What's changed? What would make you close the gap? Let me tell you why they did it. They had to make you believe that Donald Trump was not leading in all these polls. And as I talked about, not only is Donald Trump leading in all these polls in battleground states, he's leading in numbers that have them completely, I mean, they're fearful as heck. They're not dumbfounded. They know why. But they're still trying to figure out what can we do? They can't do anything, so the only thing they could do was say, no, he's not leading anymore. But I ask you, what happened? I told you this. I said, go back to the time when Donald Trump was leading in the polls, in every poll. Then look at where they start talking about, Biden's closing the gap. Ask yourself what happened. The war in Ukraine was escalating. Iran bombed Israel. You know, the Israelis were still hunting down Hamas. The inflation was still through the roof. There's nothing that changed except the media said, let's change the perception. Let's see if we can maneuver people into thinking Donald Trump is now losing or the gap is closing. And Schleicher's going, nope, it ain't happening. But he says they've got to be especially terrified because of these people's support. But he says the silent Trumpers are the threat. He goes on to say, now, a sane party would somehow get rid of the desiccated zombie that they've nominated. But the one smart thing Joe Biden never did was take out the greatest insurance policy any politician ever had, Kamala Harris. She's more despised than he is. And about as coherent. He says, much of the talk about how he will be shuffled off stage and somebody else will be slipped in to bring in the big win is all just magical thinking. It's Biden. They bought that ticket to ride and they're riding it to the end of the line. I told you guys, I think they had to be putting in a contingency plan. But I do believe that with all my heart. And I told you guys this. I said, I pray I'm wrong about this and they stick with Biden. And here's my theory. They have no choice. There is nobody to put in. You can't put in Gavin Newsom. You can't put in Kamala Harris. Who are you going to put? So you got to ride this guy. But in riding him, and also I think there's a lot of deception around him. The people that are involved with Joe Biden are just as deceitful and just as crooked and just as evil and corrupt. So what do you do? You're between a rock and a hard place. Anyway, Schleicher goes on. He says, I did something no one's ever done with Joe Biden, which is underestimate him. Don't get too caught up here because he corrects it. He says, I underestimated his amazing power to fail. He has failed at everything. I told you, listening to this is like it's like reading my own work. The economy is a disaster. He says you can't go to McDonald's, order two Big Macs, a large fries, and a Diet Coke and walk out without paying $30. True story. My son and I asked him the other day, I said, have you ever been to Whataburger? He says, no, Dad, I don't think I have. I said, let's go to Whataburger, because I grew up eating Whataburger in Texas. We go to Whataburger, we get two burgers, like a special meal, two burgers, fries, and Cokes, you know, whatever they call them, the meal deals. We got out of there for $25. I remember thinking, these are Hawaii prices, and that's not even like a gourmet burger. That's a regular fast food burger, and he's right. I don't know if it's $30, but I paid $25. Then he goes on and say, heck, try to buy a house. He says, America's foreign policy is a joke. Biden attacks our allies and defends our enemies. And remember the pier that was going to build to feed the terrorists in Gaza? That doesn't appear likely to happen, not because he suddenly realized how stupid the idea was, but because the Navy ships he sent there either broke down or caught fire. He's a disaster, a catastrophe, a walking, whisper-talking clusterfuck, and the Democrats own him. He's all theirs. He's not going anywhere. They nominated him. Now they got to deal with it. The bogus kangaroo court conviction that Trump is facing in New York is not going to save Biden. And he says, can you imagine somebody at this point thinking, well, a jury of New York liberals and a judge whose daughter works for the Democrat convicted Trump of something I can't quite explain, so I'm going to accept inflation and national humiliation in order to reelect Joe Biden. See, I love when people can summarize what many people think. They can go after Trump. They can go after MAGA. They can attack anybody they want. But you know what they can't? What's attacking every single one of those people every single day? All the things he just described with Joe Biden. The humiliation around the world and that humiliation when you go to the grocery store and you can't pay those bills. That humiliation of not being able to pay your rent, put more gasoline in your car, give your children what they need for summer school. Give them what they need for the basics. Schleicher ends by saying the guy is going down. And I don't mean tumbling down the stairs of Air Force One, but you know that's in the cards too. I happen to agree with him. Gotta leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.